We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
8:15, quarter past 8. We let's congratulate Donna Wester. She won a pair of tickets to see Bill Burr's The Tour at the Mahalia Jackson Theater on Thursday, January 9th. Tickets valued at $79. Don't forget, if you want to purchase tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. You can laugh out loud with Bill Burr and WWL, and we will have another pair to give away tomorrow. 77 for a high today, partly cloudy and dry till tomorrow. Highs of 78, 20% chance for showers then as a cool front moves through. No Arctic air or anything like that. Highs Saturday of 69. And then the temperature drops throughout the day. So Sunday, game day, Saints, Panthers, you want to do some tailgating, the weather's going to be ideal. Highs of 64 and plenty of sunshine. It's been a while now since Max Groover died in that hazing incident at LSU, and I guess the wheels of justice grind slowly, but surely. Dane Cialino joins us now, professor of law at Loyola. Good morning, Dane.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Well, sir, so for people that don't remember this, Max Groover was a fraternity pledge at LSU 2017. He was, was he forced or coerced into drinking the amount of alcohol that he had in his system?
Well, that was a big issue of contention at the trial of the defendant Nakhan, who was sentenced yesterday. And remember, the defense was that Mr. Groover just drank what he drank on his own accord, but the jury found otherwise and found Nakhan guilty of negligent homicide for, at the very least, encouraging and facilitating the excessive consumption of alcohol that led to Mr. Groover's death.
Is there precedent for this, Dane? Maybe not in Louisiana, but somewhere else?
Well, there's precedent in Louisiana for negligent homicide prosecutions, and there have been prosecutions across the country associated with fraternity hazing deaths. But this is the first one that I certainly recall in Louisiana arising out of a deadly hazing incident. And here the sentence that the judge gave yesterday was stiff. Mr. Nakhan is going to have to do real jail time, more than 2 years in jail. And when he gets out of jail, he's going to have to do more than 1,000 hours of community service. So the judge obviously listened to the victim's families and family and imposed a sentence that expresses the condemnation of the community and the court for what happened.
Does this seem like a, I don't know if you want to call it a sensible compromise, and is an opinion question, but you are a professor of law. The family wanted the maximum of 5 years. The judge gave him 5 years. First of all, it was a maximum 5 years, and secondly, as I understand it, the judge suspended the second half of the sentence?
Yeah, the maximum for penalty for negligent homicide in Louisiana is a five-year sentence of imprisonment, but there's no requirement that it be, at least under these circumstances, be served in full. Judges routinely suspend all or parts of sentences of imprisonment, and that's exactly what happened here. The judge has suspended roughly half of the sentence of imprisonment, which, you know, all things considered, is probably in line with what similar courts have done. And like I said earlier, there's no similar case, but it's rare to get a full out sentence with no suspension for a first offender like Mr. Nakhan. This isn't Mr. Nakhan's third or fourth trip to court with trouble. This is his first incident. So typically, on first offenses, you see suspensions of all or part of the sentence. So what the judge did in that regard is certainly understandable and reasonable. Now, in contrast, you may recall just a few weeks ago, Judge Lori Wright, White, in a negligent homicide case, maxed out the defendant and stacked consecutive sentences to the Endymion driver, post-Endymion parade driver who killed several people on bicycles. That man is going to serve roughly 80 years in jail. So, yeah, the five-year suspension with roughly half suspended is quite reasonable.
You mentioned he's going to real jail, but he's not going to jail right away, is he?
Well, I don't know whether the judge remanded him to prison immediately at the sentencing. That happens sometimes. But if he's not going right away, he's going very soon. It's quite uncommon, and I would not expect it in this case for the judge to grant bail pending appeal. That rarely happens, and I don't expect that would happen here. So he's going to start serving the sentence before too long.
And again, by real jail, he would actually spend his time, for example, at, and this may not be the actual place he's going, but for people that would think he's going to some kind of country club minimum security prison, that's not the case.
No, Louisiana can't afford those kinds of prisons. The federal government runs those really low security facilities in Pensacola and Eglin and whatnot. But in Louisiana, he's going to wind up doing this jail time in some grungy parish prison. And he's not going to it's not going to be a country club environment for
him. But not Angola.
Well, it's very unlikely that on a short sentence like this that the Department of Corrections would put him in Angola. But given this is a relatively short sentence in the scheme of the State Department of Corrections, mm-hmm. So I would expect he'll wind up doing it in East Baton Rouge Prison.
Real jail is real jail. We're going to take a break, Dane. When we come back, I want to talk about the new hazing law or anti-hazing law, I guess, that this case spawned. Dane Cialino, our guest professor of law at Loyola University, talking about the sentencing yesterday of Matthew Nockhan in Max Groover's hazing death, 5 years, 2.5 of it suspended. But as we've been talking about, this fraternity, I don't know if he was the president or not, but you go from being a fraternity guy at college to spending time in real jail. 8:21 time now, traffic, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, about the sentencing yesterday for Matthew Nockhan in the hazing death of Max Groover. And I'm getting some texts here, Dane, from the customers, and I'd like to pass them along to you. Well, maybe I should say clients. Someone is dead because of his actions. How is this not manslaughter?
It's not manslaughter because the killing was not intentional. For manslaughter, you have to have the specific intent to kill or cause serious bodily harm to another individual. There's no way really the state could have proved that here. Mr. Nockhan didn't wake up in the morning deciding that he wanted to kill Max Groover. He acted essentially a reckless idiot in forcing alcohol on him. That's negligence. It's not specific intent to kill. So that's why it's not manslaughter.
Somebody else texted in, and I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just passing the text along. And it basically says, why was Matthew Nockhan responsible for something that ultimately Max Groover chose to do?
Good question. And that's the question that the defense put to the jurors. And this case really could have gone either way. Most criminal cases that go to trial are hopeless. This is a case the jury could have conceivably come back with a not guilty verdict if they had believed that line of argument. But in this case, the jurors did not believe that this was something that Mr. Nockhan had no culpability or criminal responsibility for, and simply encouraging and pushing alcohol on another person, at least to this jury, was enough to have a causal link between the act of giving the liquor and the death.
You know, you talked earlier about the guy going 80, and I'll leave the parade out of it. The guy that was going 80 on Esplanade Avenue, I think it is, and killed the people on bicycles, spending the rest of his life in jail. And I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse or not, but in terms of life sentence, is this the kind of thing that follows somebody forever, that you know, you're a young guy, you're in college, and you go to jail for 2.5 years or something like this? Is it going to wreck his life? Do you have any idea, or do you know from other people that have gone through this kind of thing?
Well, it's a felony conviction. It's going to be on his record forever, and it will conceivably prohibit him from getting certain jobs, certain government appointments. So it's a serious conviction. Now, I will say that in the last decade or so in Louisiana and elsewhere, there have been efforts to to allow people who are convicted felons to acclimate better into society after they've paid their debt by allowing them more ready access to jobs and government benefits. So that wave favors Mr. Nakhan when he finishes his sentence and his debt is paid. But it's always going to be over his head.
Got about 90 seconds left, Dane. As it relates to the new anti-hazing law, what does it say and what will it mean?
Yeah, that's the so-called Groover Act that was signed into law by the governor on May 31st of this year. What it does is it makes an act of hazing essentially a felony and punishable by up to five years in prison. Before that law was passed, hazing was almost more of an administrative offense. It could get you kicked out of school. It would be a misdemeanor infraction, essentially a petty offense. But since May 31st, when that law was signed, now hazing, even if it doesn't result in death, is a serious felony in Louisiana.
Dane, I appreciate your time and your expertise. You're always there when we need you. I hope you have a spectacular weekend.
You too, Tommy.
Dane Cicilline, professor of law at Loyola. When we come back, stick around for this, because one of the mysteries that I think has baffled a lot of us for a long time is what in the world is going on with the Highway 11 bridge? Is it still there? Will it ever?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.